sign is on for all crossings.
Walk through downtown Reno, and it's not hard to find remnants of last year's contentious presidential election. Campaign signs still sit in windows, bumper stickers on cars proclaim "I'm with her" or "Make America Great Again." Matt Parker is a locomotive engineer and union leader from Sparks and one of the 539,000 Nevadans who voted for Hillary Clinton last November. He says he doesn't trust how Trump has handled his businesses.
There were so many things he said during the campaign that he is not keeping up with. And I don't know if it's a situation of where he was just shooting from the hip and didn't really have an understanding of what he would be able to do and wouldn't be able to do, or if he was just purposely being deceptive to try to win voters.
Parker's not alone. Polls conducted by CNN and ORC International, as well as the Washington Post and ABC, show Trump will take office with a national approval rating hovering around 40%. But Republican state leaders like Assemblyman Jim Wheeler of Minden believe Trump represents an opportunity to grow Nevada's economy.
Well, I think we have a very pro-business president right now. I think that the state of Nevada can take advantage of this atmosphere and move forward in business, diversify much, much more, and we'll have help from the White House instead of 8 years of the White House stepping on us.
Andy Cassidy is a mother from Reno. She's excited about the changes a Trump administration could bring.
They're allowed to have their own opinions, but when you're, you know, bad-mouthing somebody that's going to be your president, it just shows what kind of character you have. So I think that's pretty, you know, hypocritical. People are just upset because, you know, they have to change.
To the west, California has already taken steps to prepare for a Trump administration by hiring former Obama Attorney General Eric Holder to take on any fights against the Republican White House. Nevada has not taken such concrete steps, but in his State of the State address earlier this week, Governor Brian Sandoval told lawmakers he will fight any attempt by federal officials to reopen the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Storage Facility in southern Nevada.
Let's face it, continuing down a path that seeks to force this unsafe, an unwanted project on Nevada is a waste of time and money and only gets the country farther away from solving its nuclear waste problem.
Democrats like Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez Thompson worry Trump's promises to cut federal programs may complicate lawmakers' ability to craft a state budget for the next 2 years.
It would be detrimental to the people of Nevada if federal funding gets cut in very important areas like health care or like Medicaid. Those are dollars that support our low-income seniors. They support some of our most vulnerable communities, and no person should have to be left in a spot where they don't have resources at all.
Trump lost the general election by less than 27,000 votes in Nevada. That's less than 2.5 points. And after a bitter campaign, it'll be up to the new president to build consensus. For now, Nevadans will just have to wait and see. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.